At some point, the work you've done, the healing, the growth, the transformation, it all has to become more than just internal. It has to show up in your decisions, your relationships, your routines, your boundaries. Because alignment isn't a feeling, it's a standard. And if the life you say you want doesn't match the life you're still choosing, it's not that you're out of alignment. You're just still negotiating. This episode is for the ones who are done. The ones who are done negotiating with the older versions of themselves. The ones who are ready to raise the bar, and not out of pressure, but out of reverence for who they're becoming. So, why does this episode matter? Well, if you've been walking this trail with me, you already know. You let go, you've surrendered, you face the version of yourself you were running from. And maybe you've just started rewiring just now the mental loops that kept pulling you back. But now you're here. And that in-between space, this liminal space, it's not quite who you used to be, but it's also not fully embodying who you're becoming. And this is where most people stall. It's not because they're not doing the work, but because they've never updated their standards. For instance, they're still waking up in environments their old self designed. They're still saying yes to the people who match their past, but not their future. They're still following the routines that don't reflect their new identity. And if you feel out of alignment right now, let me just say this. Let me say this as clearly as I can. You are not broken. You're just outgrowing a life that no longer fits. So if you've been following along the last six or so solo episodes, you already know my story. And if you don't, I highly suggest you go back and listen to those before you listen to this one. But just to fast forward through the story, after I broke my own mental loops of my past, I thought things would finally click. And in some ways they did, but there was still this underlying subtle tension. Think of it like this friction that I just couldn't shake. I'd wake up feeling aligned for a glimpse of time, and I felt grounded and I felt present. But then I'd look around, and everything in my life still reflected the man I used to be. The same old habits, the same excuses, the same environment, the same phone apps, the same nervous system responses that were automatic. This was the stuff that I needed to change. But I wasn't unaware of it at the time. It was like I was trying to live a new life inside the shell of an old one. And that's when I realized if I didn't raise my standard, or standards rather, I was going to sabotage everything I had just fought to become. And not because I didn't want this new life, but because my daily life wasn't built to support the current one. And let me just be blunt for a second. Most people don't fail because they lack discipline. They fail because they set low standards for themselves, and they've made those standards absolutely comfortable. Think about it. What you tolerate becomes what you train, and what you train becomes what you expect, and what you expect becomes what you become. This is about self-respect. This is about alignment, because when your inner world evolves, but your outer world stays the same, your nervous system then goes to war. There's this tug of war, this push and pull feeling. And so you don't rise to your potential. And unfortunately, I'm going to quote my own self right here. This is in my book, my new book that I'm writing right now, The Unconventional Trail of Transcendence. In the book, I share this one quote: "You don't rise to your potential, you fall to the level of your unconscious agreements." And listen, those agreements are often layered and more complex. And I want to let you in on something. If those agreements sound like this, they sound like, "It's okay if I skip this again," or "It's not that bad," or I'll just start next week," then what is happening when you're making those agreements to yourself unconsciously? You're not rewriting your story. You're not rewriting your fucking story. You're relapsing into it. And so today is about the alignment audit. It's about doing the audit on yourself to get to step into alignment and to take aligned action moving forward to claim that life that you truly fucking desire. And so it's a five-part framework. This is a little bit of a blend of neuro-linguistic programming and also a little bit of Tony Robbins stuff right here, some positive psychology. And so here's how you start building a life that reflects who you're becoming today. Today. Right now. Right here, right now, today. This is your alignment audit. It's five things, five-part framework. The first part is your environment. Look around you. Just look around you. Your space reflects your standards. I want you to ask yourself this. What around me was built by the version of me that I've outgrown? And a follow-up question with that is now what needs to be removed, upgraded, or completely cut? Number two, habits. The question I want you to ask yourself is, what do you still do in autopilot that your future self never would? Because you don't need more motivation. If you're listening to this podcast, you know I'm totally against motivation. And you don't need more motivation. You need habits that respect your evolution. That's what you need. Number three, people. So this one's very important, and this one's very difficult because you've heard me make reference to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Love and belonging is a big one, and it's a big one that many people struggle with. And this is where it can get a little tricky because it's hard to let things go, especially when it comes to people. But number three is people. And not everyone can come with you on this journey. Not everyone can come with you. And that's not an egotistical or selfish thing. It's actually a selfless thing because you're honoring yourself, therefore showing up higher to impact people on a higher level. So this doesn't mean cutting everyone off and alienating yourself. It means getting clear on who expands you and who keeps you playing small. Who expands you and who keeps you playing small? That dichotomy, that difference right there. So I want you to ask yourself, who reflects my highest self back to me? Who's someone that reflects my highest self back to me? Because that's your mirror, and you want to keep that mirror close to you. Stay close to them. Number four is standards. The question to ask yourself is, where are you still settling? Where are you still settling? Where are you still explaining? Where are you still negotiating? You can ask, in different ways this question, but where are you still basically idling, in a sense? And draw the fucking line there. Draw the line. Not out of ego, but out of honoring that commitment to yourself, that declaration that you write to yourself. Draw the line. Number five, the non-negotiables. I want you to choose one to three things you will never violate again. And when I say violate, I use that word intentionally because this is a declaration to yourself. These are rules that you set for yourself. And by setting rules for yourself, it is one of the most liberating things because you create standards. You create a new standard for yourself when you set these things. So choose one to three things that you will never violate in your life again. And not because somebody's watching you, but because you are watching yourself. Because the highest form of self-respect is refusing to abandon yourself ever again. So here's your challenge. I'm gonna make it real for you for this week until the next episode. I challenge you to do this, and it's very simple. Pick one standard you want to raise right now in your life. Not tomorrow, not next month, right now. I want you to write it down. I want you to name it. I want you to declare it. Declare it out loud if you need to. Like recite it in the mirror, whatever it is. Say your affirmations. I'm just kidding there. But seriously, whatever it is, I no longer tolerate negative self-talk. That could be one. But it should start like this. I no longer tolerate blank. Whatever it is unique to you, that's it. That's what it's going to be. Then from here, I want you to do this. Then I want you to rebuild around it. I want you to rebuild your habits, your space, your rhythm, those three things in particular. And listen, you don't need a 5-year plan. You just need to stop accepting a life that doesn't match your evolution. Because you're not the old version of you anymore. So stop living like it. Raise the standard, and the life meant for you will rise to meet it. So let me leave you with this. Your future self doesn't arrive all at once. It arrives moment by moment, every time you choose to act like the version you say you're becoming. But at some point, your standards have to rise. Not because you're trying to prove something to somebody, but because you finally stopped pretending to be someone you're not to yourself. You've outgrown your old life, and now it's time to build the one that fits. And that starts with one line in the sand, one decision, one standard that says, I will no longer betray the version of me I've worked this hard to become. So I want you to ask yourself this last question, this final question. Where have I been negotiating with my past when I should be honoring my future? So pick one place in your life where it's time to raise the standard. And this time, don't just say it. I want you to live it. Because when you raise the standard, the life meant for you will rise to meet it. Now, if this episode hit deep for you, I want to invite you to do a quick favor, is send it to someone who's ready to raise their standards. And to go a layer farther is tag me or tag the Trail to Transcendence. If you want to even go even farther, drop a DM specifically to me what landed on this episode. Like what really resonated with you? I'd love to hear the standard you've raised in your life and what shifts you're making. One last thing I'll say is don't forget next week's episode. The solo episode will be The New Standard Part 2, creating structures that hold the standard when motivation fades. Because again, as I always say, motivation fades, structure stays. So subscribe, reflect, embody, and we'll see you next Thursday. This is the Trail to Transcendence. No map, no rules, just you choosing to build a life that finally aligns. Take care.